Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Clayton Holland was chosen by the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education at a special meeting last week to replace outgoing Superintendent John O'Brien when he retires on July 1st. A discussion of Holland officially accepting his contract took place Monday night at the latest Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education meeting. The board unanimously voted to approve the contract of Holland as the superintendent for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District effective July 1st, 2021. According to supporting documents from last night's Board of Education meeting, the employment agreement will continue in force and be in effect through June 30th, 2024, with a base salary of $179,000. Here's Holland speaking to the board last week.
I think I want people to know I've always been in this for the right reason. And I believe this is a service profession and a purpose-driven profession. And I take that every day. And I wake up and I think about, okay, what's my purpose? I make a list. I'm very organized, so I have my list of to-dos. I've always told myself, if I lose that edge or that drive to do the best I can for other people, then that's time for me to step down. And so I've checked myself continually. I'm not going to be that. This is about the kids. This is about our community, their families. And we have to have that every day. And that's what I want in other people. And I think along with that, I'm looking for people who own their work. When I hired the person who replaced me, I knew that person owned their job. They were going to do everything they could. They were going to take responsibility from start to finish. Doesn't mean you don't delegate and everyone else has that, but that's the expectation, is you own what you do, you problem solve, you figure out, you come back, you make decisions. And that's what I strive to be every day, and that's what I strive to have in others working with me.
Holland has also served the Peninsula Borough School District as teacher, coach, assistant principal, principal, program coordinator, director of student support services, and as assistant superintendent of instruction. Differences in coronavirus vaccine eligibility between Alaska state and tribal systems have resulted in frustration among some who are waiting to receive the shots. Anchorage's main tribal health providers vaccinating employees of its affiliated for-profit company and nonprofit organizations without regard to race, age, or vulnerability, according to Alaska Public Media. In a Saturday report, some teachers, people with underlying medical conditions, and others awaiting shots from the state government are upset about that discrepancy. South Central Foundation has access to special vaccine shipments from the federal government, which designated tribes as sovereign jurisdictions with their own authority to prioritize doses. The foundation first opened vaccinations to its oldest Alaskan Native customer owners before expanding the pool to successively younger groups. The organization recently allowed household members of customer owners and employees to be vaccinated, regardless of race or age. Some of those who qualified said they wondered whether more vulnerable people should have been next in line, while public health experts and advocates questioned why the foundation was not prioritizing higher-risk populations. The interim chief executive for South Central Foundation said the organization remains focused on Native elders, prioritizing same-day access for those who may not have been willing to receive the shots earlier. They're also trying to ensure quick distribution of doses. Thus far, they have administered more than 10,000 shots among the 91,000 people vaccinated statewide so far. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.